The studio looks great, man, but obviously the elephant in the elephant room is the all-new Dolby Atmos system that you have installed. Why did you get into immersive audio?
With consumer audio, a lot of those devices now are playing spatial formats or immersive audio. A lot of times you don't even realize it, like AirPods, they're playing it too if you have the newest generations. It's everywhere now. It's every consumer device. So to give my clients the most options that I possibly could give them, stereo mixes, immersive mixes, you know, I just want to be versatile for them. So, and I just love it. I'm a geek and I love anything audio. So it's just fun to play with.
Well, tell us a little bit about the monitors you chose. Obviously, you have the D3Vs, which came out very recently. What made you choose those for this new space?
Starting with my room, as you can see, I have a very odd-shaped room, low vaulted ceilings. It was the form factor of them. I could easily mount them to my ceiling without them being too low. Secondly, was the mounting. And as you can see, they're just mounted just on a singular mounting point, and they're up and running, very easy to mount too.
And it's just so impressive to me that a monitor of this small form factor can really kind of fill out a room and fill out an immersive space.
Yep.
Do they spec to the Dolby Atmos specification?
So in my room specifically, it's kind of a yes and no. So when we're looking at it from an SPL perspective, yes, they did. So in this format, it was like just under a 10 by 10 configuration of what I had them set in. Only part that is obviously doesn't necessarily meet specifications per se in accordance to Dolby Dart. Arm it over. So I did have to bring those in into a more rectangular pattern just to keep them high enough. I didn't want to keep them any lower. So technically, if you put them in Dart, it would be more of like a square configuration.